Well, Ray, another one of those close ones, but just coming up a little bit short again.
Yeah, Tom, very disappointing. You know, it was a game that we had kind of targeted now for the last couple of weeks, and, you know, we just came up short. Very disappointed, you know. I think, you know, we didn't really perform as well as we could. If we had performed as good as we did against Kildare, I thought, you know, maybe we had a chance, but we just didn't get that performance going today, and, you know, very disappointed.
Yeah, but you were in the game for three quarters of the way, really, until they got the second goal, I felt. And even after that, you got the penalty chance as well.
Yeah, like, you know, looking back at their two goals, they were two very soft goals, you know, and that's the problem we have, we're conceding soft goals. You know, we got the penalty too, and, you know, I thought we could have made better use of it. But, look, I can't fault the fellas, like, all year, as I said. Like, you know, they performed great, like, you know. And, look, at least we're not out of it. We still have another bite of the cherry, so we'll just go back now and have a look at that game, like, you know, and reflect on it.
Yeah, I saw you having words with the referee at the end there. Were you something you weren't happy about?
No, I wasn't happy with some of his decisions. Like, you know, I think he kept it in it there in the second half. You know, he kept him in it, like, you know, for, like, you know, I think every time that they were near our goals at all, like, you know, he pulled up for a free, like, you know, and gave them an easy free. And, you know, looking at their scoring, I think a lot of their points came from frees. And, you know, I think, you know, when I've said it, you know, and I've said it and I keep saying it, like, that the standard of refereeing at this level, like, you know, has to be improved, because I know a lot of these referees are being assessed, like, you know, and it's not fair, like, you know, on these players that's going out trying hard to be pulled up every turnabout for, you know, little handbag stuff, like, that really doesn't matter in the game of hurling, like, you know, and... You know, it's just something that the GAA have to look at, you know, and I've said it to Donal O'Grady, like, you know, on a phone call, that I thought that was the biggest problem that we had in the Nicky Racker, Christy Ring and the Laurie Maher Cubs was the standard of refereeing, and I think it's just something the GAA is going to have to look at.
Mm. And is there anything you can do about it as a manager?
Well, not really, like, you know, like, you just have to take whatever referee comes, you know, but I just think, like, that they need to just let the game flow, like, and, you know, you look at the top flight referees and all Ireland final day, like, there's lads batting the heads off one another, like, and it's run on, like, you know. And here, like, if you only kind of look at a man funny, it's a free. So it's just something to have to look at and let the game flow. Like, it's a physical game and it's a tough game, and, you know, the referees just have to let it flow.
Yeah, you'll probably get in trouble for this outburst now.
I don't care, like, you know. It's, you know, I've been around hurling a long time, like, you know, and I've played hurling all my years, you know. And I tell you, if some of these referees went back to when I was playing hurling 20-30 years ago, I tell you, they'd get their eyes open, because I think there wasn't times when I was playing, like, if the referee never even saw the ball, like, you know, it was just hell for leather, like, and every man, and unless your leg was broke, the whistle was blown, and that was it, like, you know. And I think it's just, it's got too soft, like, you know, it's got too professional, like, soccer, like, you know, every man gets a touch on his down and it's a free, and something they're going to have to look at. And, you know, I don't care if I get in trouble for it or not, like, you know, it's just, I think the standard of refereeing in this competition is very, very poor, and they need to look at it.
Anyway, back to the game, and I suppose, as you said, you're still in with it, you're still in with a chance, you're still in with a fighting chance. And I suppose the big question is, you've had a lot of walking wounded. We've seen Danny Cullen coming back. Is there a chance that you'll have more of your players back for the final game?
After the final game, now we've 2 weeks now, like, you know, and it's given the likes of Joe Boyle, you know, and Paddy Hannigan, like, it's going to give them 2 weeks to you know, to get prepared for this game, because I think they should be on the mend. Danny, like, you know, Danny, it's great to have him back, you know, and, you know, he's just his fitness, and probably, you know, we have 2 weeks now to regroup, and, you know, I think we'll have a very, very strong panel, like, you know, come the playoff again, you know.